Okay, so I was asked to share some more thoughts pertinent to Aser Simei Tshuva, and I want to share with you this Or HaChaim. The Pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, Parakas, Pasuk Aleph, Kol HaMitzvah She'Anochi Mitzavcha Ayom Tishmeru Ma'asos, L'man Tichyun, Revisem, the commandment that I'm commanding you, you should observe so that you'll live and you'll increase and you'll be zochet to inherit the land that Hashem swore that He would give to your forefathers. Okay, so the question is, what does this term kol ha-mitzvah mean? The entire mitzvah.
That's kol ha-mitzvah, not kol ha-mitzvah.
Right, kol ha-mitzvah, the entire mitzvah. Yeah,
the ability to...
Talking about the Torah, it sounds like it's talking about the Torah, but why say kol ha-mitzvah?
It's called kol mitzvahs.
Or just mitzvah without kol, right?
Why not say ki ha-mitzvah? Ki ha-mitzvah azos. You have that sometimes. Ki ha-mitzvah azos, asher anochi mitzavcha, right?
What does that mean?
I think I heard this on Shabbos, like,
well, something else, maybe. Are you thinking about teshuva?
Yeah, teshuva. Like,
right, so that's a
kol mitzvot, and then compared it to how Rambam says kol derech. Like, you have to examine all your ways, not just like what you know you're doing wrong, but also what you're doing right, so you can do it better. I tried telling it over to my parents, but I couldn't remember what his... He had given a explanation about the coal when it was used in Mikulash, but I can't remember what that part was. Why? Like, what's the difference between saying kol ha-mitzvot versus ha-mitzvot?
Okay, so I mean, there are different there are different interpretations here. Listen to what the Or HaChaim has to say. Why it says kol ha-mitzvot. Ramban has something of a similar idea. We're going to just focus on the Or HaChaim for a moment. He says the following: Achein hein ha'ish Moshe hiskil belibos b'nei Adam ki ruach echad yita'im ki katan ki gadol v'hu sulam lahamit bavos Hashem v'atzeis miderech HaChaim. Moshe Rabbeinu recognized that man has a certain way of looking at things which could cause a detraction in the way that he approaches Avodas Hashem. B'hu ki b'asos ha'odom mi mitzvos Hashem beiz o gimel me'asher tavona u'ma gam im yachziku ba'achas mikol mitzvos Hashem b'tmidus u'b'zvizus yul behem holodo ro'a l'slatzel b'shar mitzvos ha'boyim l'yadam. So a person will be very vigilant and very careful about certain mitzvos, so he'll actually become somewhat complacent when it comes to the rest of his mitzvah performance. Right? He has his pet mitzvah, let's say. He takes it very seriously, or two, or three, whatever it is, 600. Certain mitzvahs he takes very seriously, and then he almost convinces himself that because he's so careful about these mitzvahs, he's doing good enough. And therefore, the other mitzvahs are perhaps not as important. Because it's one thing when you're doing all the mitzvahs on a superficial level, but when you're doing some mitzvahs on an elevated level, I'm very serious about these mitzvahs, so the other ones are perhaps not as important. He says that's a terrible way of approaching the mitzvahs of Hashem. This is in Parshas Ekev, chapter 8, verse 1. Uma gam im yiyu biyodam kam v'kam v'yamitzvahs, shetimalay nafsham b'ktsas me'amitzvos u'ma me'od pesha negazeh u'befrat b'leiv ha'holchim b'toras Hashem. He says, what a terrible way of thinking is this. Certainly among those who are otherwise holchim b'toras Hashem lehivazos ha'mitzvos ha'kalos b'rosam shem lomdi Torah u'mekaymin rov ha'mitzvos v'zehu ha'sovev yisurei anoshim. This is a terrible a terrible source of ill among people. V'yimai kvodam v'yarba yagnusam v'yashpil odam v'yasiyachish v'ashel azeb bo novi Hashem b'sochol chosov v'amar kol ha-mitzvah yachas l'klolos ha-tor l'mitzvah achas v'tziva al kulo l'val yatu b'shiga'on ha-nizkar. So this is basically an insanity for a person to feel that because he's invested seriously in certain mitzvahs, that the rest of the mitzvahs don't need the same diligence. He says that type of attitude brings about a tremendous takala. V'nosan tam she'ina lo teshuva v'omar l'man tichyun uvasem niskavim b'maymar tichyun al derech omram zal ki ba'odam yish ramach evarim v'shosa gidim u'kenegdam ba'od dvar Hashem lishmar shosa mitzos lo sase v'ramach mitzos ase. V'hine yishar ha'odam bevo al eiver o gid echad eza mechash o machu v'yitzak libo b'oi v'avoi m'mechovo hay mikabel mana l'tzakoso v'emor lo halol lucha reish mem ches eivorim u'mehem reish mem zayin shleimim v'mchelek miramach yechle ein roi l'kbo al zeh. He says, let's say a person has a certain amount of organs and a certain amount of limbs. Let's say one of them is not working properly, and he'll complain about the fact that one of them is not working properly or is hurting him. Would it be an appropriate response for someone to tell him, listen, what are you so upset about? The rest, everything else is working fine. Right? So you have 248 Avarim, and 247 are working fine. Well, why are you complaining about the one that's not working properly? So he says, similarly, if a person approaches the Torah as something that could be totally compartmentalized and not looked at as an integrated whole, that's the same kind of tanya that person is going to make. Okay, so I don't do all the mitzvahs. These mitzvahs I do. No, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, kol ha-mitzvah. You have to look at the Torah as an integrated whole. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a system by which to live. We don't just pick out the ones that we like or the ones that come to us more easily and say, well, these I'm serious about, these I'm not so serious about. You know, learning Torah, that I'm very serious about, that I make time for, but keeping halacha, that's not so popular, I'm not so interested in that. Can't be. If a person feels that learning is important because learning Dvar Hashem, then certainly keeping the mitzvahs is important. And when it comes to keeping the mitzvahs, we don't get to choose. We don't say, well, these I like, or these give me a certain sense of feeling close to God, so I'm going to do these, but the rest of them too difficult, or maybe they're not type of things that give me honor. People don't see these, so I'm not going to do them. That's obviously a foolish type of thing to do. The same way if a person was sick with one part of his body, he wouldn't ignore it. He wouldn't say, well, that's just one part of my body. I'm otherwise healthy, so I'll ignore that one part, and I'll say I'm otherwise healthy. You can't do that. I'll just continue for one second, and I'll take comments. V'zeh dimyon shmiras ha-mitzvos. Shehem yuchadim neged ha'ivarim v'agidim k'shadim over mevato achas mehe yafil ha'keiv v'shekenegdo be'ivarim begidim. That's a little bit more metaphysical, and they're saying that the mitzvos and the isurim are actually pointed at different organs and limbs of a person, and if he's lacking in one, he's actually lacking in a certain part of his body. Alright, that's a little bit beyond what I wanted to discuss. But he says, v'hu maimar kol ha'mitzvah pirish b'klalusa. A person can't just leave out something if he has the ability to do it. Tishmur lasos. Pirish, bein mitzvos lo sase, bein mitzvos ase. Vatam l'man tichyun. Zeh toli b'zeh. Person wants to have a full life. Person wants to live properly. That's what he has to do. He has to look at the Torah as a whole. Because atam mechaser achas mikol mitzvos, atam mechaser kenegdo chiyos eiver echad. On some level, you're really denying yourself part of the good that's intended from those mitzvos. V'mtom yishtana ha-moshel ha-nimshal sha-moshel shu hergesh eiver echad l'fishu machiv l'chol acheros l'chol achos ha-gof ma-she'en kein ha-mitzvah l'zeh ba-mar ha-novi b'loshem zeh kol ha-mitzvah p'yur she-gam mitzvah ha-toro la-achas yechashu. So maybe a person will think, well, the body really operates as one whole. So yeah, of course, if I have a problem with my foot, so I'm going to feel it elsewhere. If I have a problem with my arm, the rest of my body is going to suffer because of it. Because that's the same thing with Torah and mitzvahs. You can't look at it as happens this mitzvah, and there happens to be this mitzvah, and another mitzvah. No. These are all part of the same system of Torah.
Like
even though there are many of them, and that's why it says, right, that's why it says kol. To tell you, look at it as a whole. All right, again, I think that's something that we could all benefit from, because very often we find, even people that thankfully make time to learn and take learning seriously, they look at other mitzvahs as perhaps not being as exciting, or keeping certain areas halacha as being somewhat inconvenient. For whatever reason, I can't tell you what goes into the psyche of people that do these things, but I think we do find it, a certain laxity when it comes to other mitzvahs. And I think that specifically among those that learn, it's particularly significant and particularly important to appreciate this idea that the Torah needs to be appreciated as being Dvar Hashem, and all of the components of that Torah are all included in that framework of the Dvar Hashem. So if we're going to take part of it seriously, it behooves us to take it all seriously. Not just to pick which mitzvahs we like and which mitzvahs we don't like, which mitzvahs speak to us and which mitzvahs don't speak to us. That's not the way you accept the truth. If it's the truth, it's all the truth. And you need to...
It's not like picking things off the supermarket
shelf. Right, not like a smorgasbord. You walk around, you pick the ones you like, you pick the ones that you enjoy, and the other ones you just sort of walk past. Yeah, I think that's true. I think other movements...
I don't know about that.
The conservative is
recorded
like,
or not?
It's recorded, yeah.
Isn't the conservative...
Right. That's their view.
Okay.
No, because that's how we started out.
So I just want to exactly just let me just stress one last nakudo here. Two things actually. Zach Sassoon is making a good point. Listen, sometimes a person is new to keeping mitzvahs, and he can't just take on everything at once. It's too much. That obviously is a good point. That's a little bit different than what I think the Archaim's talking about. Archaim's talking about someone who's already invested, someone who's already what he calls being Oved Hashem, following the mitzvahs, but to me, this would be Zvizus. He's very sweet.
FFB?
It doesn't necessarily have to be FFB, but a person's already at the point where, even if he was an FFB, even if he's so-called BT, either way, if he's at the point where he's doing mitzvahs, but to me, this would be Zvizus, but he's only picking out his pet mitzvahs with which to bring that zeal, then what's going to happen? Tamale nafshon b'ktsas me'am mitzvos. His nefesh is going to be flush with certain mitzvos. Umama od, he says, mama od pesha negazeh. This is a terrible iniquity. Ubefrat b'leiv ha'olchem b'toras Hashem. Certainly in the hearts of those that keep the Dvar Hashem. V'hi vazos me'hamitzos ha'kalos. B'rosam shem lomdei tor mekaim roha mitzvos. What's going to happen? You're going to have other observant people say, oh look, even these guys that learn, they don't take these things seriously. So can you imagine if you have B'nai Torah walking around, serious about certain things, serious about learning, when it comes to other things and not taking it seriously, what's going to happen? The Hamon's going to look at those guys and say, listen, the whole thing's a farce.
That's what you call the Chilul Hashem.
That's Chilul Hashem. Yep. That's a terrible thing. So it's bad for the person because it's a flawed idea, and it's also bad for the Tzibor. Bad for society. So I think it's something that we have to sort of take to heart, and try to be as vigilant as possible at all the mitzvahs. I've sensed, again, I'm not talking chas v'shalom about anyone here, but I see sometimes that when it comes to halacha, guys are not so interested in learning halacha or knowing halacha. It's boring, or it's not considered fancy enough, it's not considered, to excuse the term, it's not like attractive enough, not sexy enough. It's that's for balabatim, halacha's for balabatim. And the real learning is just abstract learning of the Talmud. So obviously that's very important. Learning Talmud and learning Svara and learning Hashkav is very important. But if a person doesn't know Halacha, how does he expect to be an observant person? You can't be. You can't be an observant person unless you know what it means to be observant. It's not possible. So you could know Sechaz HaRachen, but if you don't know Mishnah Berurah, you're not going to know how to keep Shabbos. You don't know Or Chaim, you're not going to know how to keep Shabbos. Yeah.
Masav Nishma.
Masav Nishma. We'll do it, and then we'll right, but you got to do it. You know, you can't do it unless you know about it. Yeah. Okay. In any event, so that's my pitch for today. We know that tomorrow we'll continue with another point. What's that?
Good elevator pitch.
Elevator pitch.
Yeah.
You know, it's
very good. What? Elevator pitch is like a quick 15 seconds.
Quick 15 seconds pitch. Like on the
music would call
pitch
what's that called? Vlogosphere.
No, everything. Any business idea.
But what's that thing called?
Vlogosphere.
Vlasivad.
Yeah.